A Morning Lesson. The first winter without father, I am watching the chai on the stove, as cardamom and garam masala sputter and kiss metal. I pour a glass for Ma and me, breaking hundreds of buttery layers of my crisp and crackling lacha paratha, dipping crust into my steaming teacup to find iridescent pools of glazed ghee swirling at the surface. From the chair beside me, the blessed scent of sandalwood and aftershave from my father's flat woolen cap is cocooned there. A herd of deer are grazing on berry branches outside the window, where Alexa sits to tell us the day's forecast. We watch their graceful symphony of shimmer from frost-coated antlers, manes, and hooves. I feel coal eyes, hot through the foggy pain. A doe scans, circumspect, as the fawns delight on crimson bursts at the forest edge. The doorbell does not ring. The children who would have asked to shovel are grown. The ones who need money have other plans. I would have paid $100 for a child to fall into the plush white earth, rosy-cheeked and giggling, fashioning half-moons of celestial wings. I am reluctant to fly myself. Ma moves like clouds from the breakfast table. I follow, keeping pace, lagging behind like a newborn calf. A four-handed choreography debuts at the kitchen sink. As long as I move as her shadow, the clouds can withhold the rain. A list finds itself in Ma's prudent palms. Foods needed from Patel Brothers. Limbu, dahi, bhindi, kela. Appointments to be made for the week. Renew license, write a will, tour open houses. In teal cursive, she crosses out words and doodles paisley mangoes, framing the scrap of paper. Today is another morning lesson where we learn the movements of snow angels.